As Masol Tashin called Toyach Risher, Clenig Ale, a smile am Shuisha Haltacher. My name is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this programme is called Clenig Ale, in which you'll hear something in the English language as Rydanach Sechil, something in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elin Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Jurish. Well, in Shachle on Thursday evening, one of our topics was the Ward Public Library in Peel, which happened to be opened on the 26th of September 1907. So it's perhaps ironic that our attention turns in Clenig Ale this time to an event which affected the property that once stood on that site and the family that once lived in that property. And Chacht and Shochaiva, my Lord Machon, the Chindes and Jay Lioran, Jane Woods, the Sly Grayish novella, as Machon, Skeelin, the Club Nighir, the Skeelin Falaise, Achtame of Aging the Chindes, Jay Uns Clenig Ale. Hank me Skeel Yer, a Gerage, Och be fame Kier the Queg Shacht in the Yino Chindes G. Och Nimit Toyach the Hall Jew, Skeel ten message skep ale, jint hojach sever like Americanach, Mike Schofield. We begin with a band we welcomed to in Chruniach a couple of years ago, Altan. Mairead Nguini is from the Donegal Hualtach, and she learned this song from her father, Princess O'Mwini, Frank Mooney, and whom Mairead followed in being a singer and a fiddle player. Tashu geistach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, skerliena wash dulish, Alan Vanning. And that's Mairead Nuini leading the group Altan through the song Stora Stora Gra. That's something like Treasure, O Treasure, O Love. In the late 18th and early 19th century, war in Europe kept British grain prices high. However, with the peace in 1815, there was renewed availability of foreign imports. The ruling class, though, were landowners. In 1815, Westminster passed the Importation Act, banning importation of foreign corn, which was any grain crop which had to be ground for use. And it was banned unless there was a high British market price. This would protect the profits from land, and it was thought it would protect the jobs of the agricultural labourers too, who would lose their jobs if foreign corn cornered the market. It was also said that supporting landlords, farmers and even labourers' income would help to support the emerging manufactories. What this meant, though, was that the price of corn was artificially kept high, and the poorest members of society, for whom bread was their staple, couldn't afford to buy the simplest necessity, the staff of life. Verig jint mach, de vodach e tarn a kayak nis as mach as an yawin, Lucht de shen er a jeep lesh a chully elia, as imman a cledden red gus men of alia, gin lord rish pecher be elia. Van vi ega ons erd fai na ha when ye moose, ang ul sha cart mar ve er na flanelega, ser vai pecher be elia. As nish, de gull a red shen gus of alia moor, Son shigged as honnick a sly uns nin garbid gul shire a red moorach, chanadu greid rau shen de chitnin gwael. Gin fame ersen lord, charen shen ach sheena mach a yawn as ege. As hug a mi jail sly rees a stred ir na smoo burach. Hello, Eric, durt ben eeg de ginnel chouds vi tarn cully rish a red gus a glout ege. Hello. Rennis noggolwri. As hwgge eib er cwr cwnion er yn enemeg. Och, rennis tanacht yn les gol roi. From Wales, the band Carreg Lafar sing the song Baban Bach, Little Child.
Rosyn coch ar ail y bryn Na'r alarch balch yn nofio'r llyn Y maban bach, y maban bach Mwy swyn o Yn y fron fraith yn y llwyn Na mir mir môr o ben y trwyn Fy maban bach, fy maban bach Yeah.
Welsh band Carreg Lafer and that song Baban Bach Little Baby. Hanodwch ei corcynion o'r i y chor yr bu. Pech eniach fe'r fi jail cyd draw ffwddi. Helo, ys dynia fo trogl nis cec jyntega fo ddega. Rau twrws campel mae ed Eric? Fe. Ren Eric tanach dyn rysgol rosyn ych Ich eir gul ar y dynia fo ffos na lladd o'n sien ys Gian Erson. Fy enneg er y ger, lio'r ish ffag yn ei, dyn ei cwmwl tach na stredj y fe. Och, chraw enner dy ffyr, chraw i ryw ar lot rysyn, greis y teil fy sio. Tre hach yr ei rys. Smaili am ffag yn o'r rys Eric, ffai jori elia. Hwg y sys y choli, Ys fe'n y lladd o wyn sien. E lawn er y lleisyn, sgrwtych y stred. Ren cofl dy lai sien y siwl sia, ys hwn hwgad banach e dy gynnal. Hyrenne ach bleg arw. Hwgad banach er y dynia les y fod yn ys. British grain producers saw lucrative markets abroad and sent off consignments, leaving the domestic market poorly supplied, keeping prices high. Now this is from the Rising Sun or Mona's Herald in September 1821. We've heard some insular manifestations of discontent, it says, at the state of the present very unseasonable weather, which strengthens our opinion that the extension of the Corn Laws to Mona is one of those acts which redound anything but credit upon the proposers, agitators, or executors of so deceptive a measure. It's already added to the expense of all classes by the greatly increased price of foreign grain, and where it's of benefit to the farmer, we're at a loss to discover. We strongly advise the Manx farmers to be upon their guard, stating as our opinion that the general harvest throughout Great Britain has failed to produce an average crop. So trouble on the farming front. This now is Mark Lawrence. Mark Lawrence from his album Skeelin' a Guitar, and giving a jauntier than usual reading to Sister Katie's tune Dúrach. Mark Lawrence, Skeelin' a Guitar. A siod yw stasiwn yn asiwn Radio Fanning. Se clen y gaelt yn cle sio ys mis Robert Cadeen Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
It's more than probable, continues the Rising Sun, the Mona's Herald, that the ports will be opened to foreign grain in November next. Every advantage should be taken of a favourable opportunity to house the grain, as, from the position of the heavenly bodies, more rain may be expected in the course of the next fortnight. But the Manx Advertiser and Weekly Intelligencer reports, riot. We are sorry to find that our anticipations respecting the discontent of the people, in consequence of the new regulations relative to foreign importations of grain, have been unfortunately realised. Last Sunday evening, a considerable sensation was awakened in the town of Peel among a number of the populace, who, in consequence of the rapid and unprecedented rise of the price of flour, became incensed at certain individuals who abetted the measures lately gone into by signing a petition to prohibit the importation of foreign grain into this country. Ich erich sus nus a famet, as esh a famet chawelian astregia, as honnach e drau slai cor banach der achelich houds wat chit der achelia. Vijin rau de fecher bi, den a wis de kreich on jou liklie de rau kochan zedrok, ebel de gol sha gin cor banach er achelia. Yiche shis er achuli, as gawe eber tickle sho. Kre odos tachert ons mi, de chach lea balje moer les kummelti njou enimach, gus balje beg chira, a sledden en nek sly ernengelia. Creons nurin. Ons halje a troggle ege, honneke a bart de fos a lair, lloris a chistje fos, jinnach sus ledden achlish. Och, hai a rosh les a choligus a troggeder. Chalees ve chaustai jen chumul re ege, Chalirach rene foda a tabladega, da ordacha a cumalach slat isti, ve fame son a chion shacht and shaw chit, ons na slage and Catskill. Well, off to Cornwall now, I'll be taking a chance here. This is the singing group Olland Gwella from Newquay, and they're singing a song from a bit further south, the Cadgwith Anthem. Now, last time I tried to play the Cadgwith Anthem by Olland Gwella, we had the Bugairn in the works, so we'll hope for better this time.
Come fill up your glasses and let us be merry. For to rob and to plunder it is our intent. As we roam through the valley, where the lily and the rose and the beauty of Kashmir lay drooping its head. Then away,
oh, then away,
then away,
oh, then away,
then away. To those caves in yonder mountains where the robbers retreat. Hark, hark, in the distance there's footsteps approaching. Stand, stand and deliver, it is our watch cry. As we roam through the valley, where the lily and the roses and the beauty of Kashmir lay drooping its head. Then away,
oh, then away,
then away,
oh, then away,
then away. To those caves in yonder mountains where the robbers retreat. Tawek, Tawek, Canning, Lawek, Tross, Hart, Trace, Westone, Nessa. Sevek, Sevek, Adas, Kona, Vona, Pyodi. Ari, O, Fedre, Natso, Mighty, Rablu, Geno, Han, Lilith, Ambriali, Han, Rosen, Nochwek. To Nabes, to Nabes, Bees in flowers in Merriff, oh my King.
Kivadrot Crest. Come fill up your glasses and let us be merry. Whilst the moonbeams are shining right over our heads, as we roam through the valley, where the lily and the roses and the beauty of Kashmir lay drooping its head. Then away.
Ah, success. Olwen Gwella with the Cadwith Anthem. The Cornish section of it was translated into Cornish by Paul Hodge. Rene liga tujum shan er ega san yawin skaganda de morgus a turus ega as chadode a roile. Charawi lal gerud de orde geferno. Gereus vashen jint as van ferno rechit ega haia back as a halia. Oddach e clashen dy rawatrogada hws erurd. Mas o hae a sys na tri raiach yn grisian dy gern na postega, mor dy bechad bard dy frasnach yn ffôn ochlysega. Fan trogada fosla chaw chulu jay chaws fe siadw sws rys les i bwndeelega. Yndysach, ren na pech fôn, dyn ni sinna ys fe enig erig er llorys ffagin ei, ach na fodach ei cwr cwnion er yn enem ega, chyd ma gas ys ren i munga e erig. Torys mai, fraia dyn ni. Ych erig er dy cyreilach, ach hyfac ei monad ys fysgyd e bi. Gyn nawr ys odach yn nebw ffagin fai oliw yn ffost, dy raw ei ar fe y sŵl. Now this newspaper article about this riot in Peel goes on. The house and shop of a Mr. Ward in Peel were assailed with stones, windows broken, and much damage incurred. In consequence of which, Mr. W. applied to the Honourable Deemster Gawne, who in person came down on Tuesday morning, and immediately convened a court for the purpose of investigating the causes of the general outrage. Now, a bit of background information. Mr. Ward was John Ward. He was a former soldier from Northumberland who'd fought in the Peninsular Wars. He'd come as an army pensioner to the island, living and working as a shoemaker in Big Street in Peel, which was later renamed Castle Street. And he had his shop there. See, there's the shop window got broken and also the windows of the house in general. In addition to being a shoemaker, John Ward was also a constable. So I suppose on the one hand he'd be seen as someone likely to repress the demonstration, but more seriously, as we heard, the demonstration was against people who'd had a hand in a petition which was in favour of these corn laws which made the importation of cheaper corn unlikely or impossible. Now, he was a signatory to a petition by the vicar of Kirkpatrick, calling for the corn laws to be applied to the island. The vicar had land and apparently wanted to benefit from the market in corn, not face cheaper foreign imports. As nish pert de chol wash nolben, shaw ishbil macaskill, more a chanich.
Panik and his creek, I can never ring him to war, he can't. paniken är skrikaken över, ring inte vara. I vi har vi, vi har vi ett land till våra kan ik. I vi har vi har vi ett land till våra. I vi har vi har vi ett land till våra kan ik. Paniken är skrikaken över, ring inte vara. Dolt du en annan kan nog när det mår kan ik. Dolt du en annan kan nog när det mår. Dolt du en annan kan nog när det mår kan ik. Dolt du en annan kan nog när det mår. I vi har vi har vi ett land till våra kan ik. I vi har vi ett land till våra. I vi har vi ett land till våra kan ik. Dolt du en annan kan nog när det mår. En smak av fiber så här det strider i morgon kan ik. En smak av fiber så här det strider i morgon. En smak av fiber så här det strider i morgon kan ik. En smak av fiber så här det strider i morgon. Vi har vet alla till vår kan ik. Vi har vet alla till vår. Vi har vet alla till vår kan ik. En smak av fiber så här det strider i morgon.
Ishbel McCaskill and the song Mór a Chánaigh, a song from Scotland. Now, John Ward was the father of James Cowley Ward, who became such a huge benefactor to the Isle of Man, and in Peel in particular, he funded the Ward Public Library on the site of the house where he was born, and that library was opened on the 26th of September 1907. However, back in 1821, and John Ward's excuse for being a signatory to the petition was that it had been got up by the vicar of Kirkpatrick, so he'd naturally assumed it was all a proper thing, and had signed it without reading it. The actual trigger for the riot seems to have been that a ship was being loaded in Peel Harbour to export grain to more lucrative markets elsewhere, leaving even less on the Manx domestic market. Back to the newspaper article now from the Manx Advertiser and Weekly Intelligencer. The Honourable Deemster Gawne immediately convened a court for the purpose of investigating the causes of the general outrage. Masor Dansure Danyau Vachtel. She Katma Vamilal. Ren the Dinya Shinna Snoggle the Manra. Och esh henke de ve smutrom chushach. Mavisu shira kumalach slat yisti son a chayach ed Eric, chanel veg na shen an kumalach slat yisti sledden rachyartag a glas bur Brocroft. Chosn ne kier o leg an dalye, a shen was 3 feet bach der as queg. Esh, rene snoggle sledden her as haye mach. Eric an adirondach, ren broder geir a chaus ve gansur eim Eric. Nei genger us a lam vain a mer and she, vel bwened hus and shen uns na kailjan, the rail follet on? Fuddy. Maso, crenach morvei, renu glen a mach na droch spirit ned? Vami shielten de bech u comrit gurish tarsen, as us gull a ler an east. Vel ur ash the state kajan ednish? Te, vei in the sach. and that was a tune taken from a manuscript of music for the Breton royal court. And it was played, though, by a group from Spain, Eduardo Paniagua and Música Antigua. And it was called El Rey Pescador in their version, which is the Fisher King, which is a mythical person. Stasiun yn asiwn tynnais o Radio Fanim, se Clenigael te Gullis Gelliena Cartnes, Merempin, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Nog yn chydla efo mi o'n, chyfac mi pech yr bi der y mor y diw trehec mi mach as. Chyl mi slai cyd yn gheach, rym mi cos yn y fawr os mae denged o'n siliau. Ren brod y gerach di, dy dwch ysach, mor jynach pech yr bi. Fa mi gennach dyn ffi fai, chawds fa mi gymyn dy sôs, eis reg mi ystred, ys tyn stw sgwei tachert. Ta ffiseg diori er me enym. Ren dynius y trogol em, ys chynel en em er, corlach y daw er nyl ysyn cionach y. Fe lort mwch yon rydynach fa mi cart er ordych er linia, Fegach sialed na gae roesien. Cad dylwyr ys broda, fam i smwnion dych awy toiacht roes mae renw ffigael, och, se te gyn dyr awy cart mor faw gols diach ons na ceiljyn. Creig aw toiacht. Bodjil clir, te the sinkl rysiwliw na siwli yn ein. And so let's to court with deems to gorn. One, Shimin, a delinquent who was represented as a leader in the riot, gave such tokens of contempt as induced the worthy magistrate presiding to descend from the seat of justice to assist in his apprehension. The man, having so far committed himself in the course of the legal proceedings as to have knocked down the witness who deposed against him. In the scuffle to apprehend this man, six men were found to be not more than sufficient to bind him, which, being effected, he, along with some women, were confined in the dungeon. The rest of the insurgents, enraged at this proceeding, attacked the jail and determined to rescue the prisoners, while the Honourable Deemster Gorn, aided by Mr. Caron, the Chief Constable of Castletown, endeavoured to quell the riot, were, in their turn, fiercely attacked and pelted by the populace. So, stirring days, eh? Now, this isn't a song, I suppose. This is the four-hand reel, which is it was first published as the Gower Reel. And this is Phil Tanner, who was born in 1862 in Llangennyth on the Gower Peninsula in the south of Wales.
Come down. Daddy, I jumped in the little deer, and the doodle, the little deer, and the doodle, the little deer, and the doodle, the jumped in the little deer, and the little deer, and the little deer, and the little deer,
And that's Phil Tanner, known as the Gower Nightingale, from Llangennith on the Gower Peninsula in South Wales, and that was the four-hand reel, otherwise known as the Gower Reel. Perhaps a form of performance that we think of as perhaps Irish lilting, but they're sung by a Welshman, Phil Tanner. The Rising Sun, or Mona's Herald, has an article headed Riots at Peel and Douglas, which takes up the story of this attack on Deemster Gawn's court and the Peel lock-up. The populace, it says, succeeded in releasing Shimin and some females who were confined with him. But, says our informant, the cavalry arrived, few in number, and most miserably equipped. Yet Shimin and the ringleaders were apprehended and committed to Castle Rushen. Some idle reports have represented the yeomanry as having been under the necessity of finding the nearest way out of the town. These riotous proceedings were followed up on Thursday evening at Douglas by an assemblage of the people, headed, it said, by a man from Peel dressed in female attire, with a large hammer in his hand, and by a youth of the name of Quirk, about 19 years of age. So, a man from Peel dressed in female attire. We've just heard a song, Peace from South Wales. And, of course, the Rebecca riots, the people dressed, cross-dressed, to take part in those riots as well. Chene ridmure. Crevis bodgel clear. Yarendane stu bugger lea. Te corfistus lai an enemedes. Nevis semoildut. Hast thou grain an e rid moore? Shen the vey, the free vages. She cat the lure, son fair lummerken gurrachin, fuddy the valley doggerach. Och, ten hood elegin, goil soile jay. I liam the valley yindesach. Canel dach per cumble on sailor lye de selying shaw. Following all the train for hollow. Te mor de bergchen kyon fenish gins nish. Ach, lizach hoe goil kareel me wissu gien er porn. Terrein en eisach regedden se strijd. Wel, shen mochiel me, antje bi. Shen homages. Genel me giri rein se strijd. Genel me laal slai is de vissok er me enem. Me sa gin moche de hulach. Shen oluvis fem oil. She. Kaat de loer. Tammy de woche kaat nish. Now, here's a song from Ruth Keggin, and, it's one of my songs again. She Nineg Mishes Ailen. I wish I got the PRS return on it for playing it each time I did, but anyway, one can but hope.
She Nineg Mishes Ailen, Hannah's Kira. Nach fürs Mischen Tanja nach Tag mit Gesahai. Ha Fokkene Gemilia, der Nacht des Wege Kühl. Ha kleine Fröcke Kagia, Kusani ins Brasun. Ha sagt man in a Nadu, Schacken Schischen Tanja. Tra Henke Hage kann ich mir im Sutter Berg ja. Ha Dinsche da der Rauser Tralakamur im Mahon. Ha Kette Gette Trillen Dreams, the Skalarush. and your fast. As Tommy Jack or Russia tried to gin the getting fast. The red and locks of his jets, a couple and so tight. To fight and scale my leg in a sense she is cold.
Ruth Keggin, Shaneen Egg, Mrs. Allen. Sledden yat as falt out the valia. Gurumayad, nim lotrat the san me. A gin gin the hulach. As yarn de velus, as the nebu nyau hyat mechon the chumalach slat easty shen. Lizach ugin a chumalach slat easty pro amiga sayach yak lish bun saya rela erlu as glast. Ta kero legan de lye ege. Yich erich shis a hulach. As huggy kyon er a name. As maso tull you rachit ons na shachtin shorchit. Following the flower riots in Peel and Douglas, army officers and volunteers maintained martial law in Douglas until the situation was diffused by a proclamation by the Lieutenant Governor Cornelius Smelt banning the export of grain from the island. This excitement started with the discontent surfacing in Peel with the corn riot there on the 29th of September 1821. As Shanaki tell you was your Clare Shaw, Clare Nigale. We close with a Breton polka called Te Ka Te Ka, played by a band who visited Nacruniac on a couple of occasions, first in 1994, when they inspired the young members of King Hjoli, and then in 2012, when in fact Ruth Keggin shared the concert with them. Ach, nishtera nachi, now until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva Mafieri Ulu, Resort Solier, as we yearly and shared you.